In the headlines, Urgent Care Barbados distances itself from the new Bayview facility. Government and the World Bank partner on a $54 million coastal repair project. The minister calling for deeper insight into homelessness amid police training. The DLP speaks out on Barbados' medicinal cannabis industry. And US TV mogul Tyler Perry being sued for $260 million in a sexual assault claim. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Medical provider Urgent Care Barbados has issued a public statement to clarify that it is not affiliated with the newly opened Bayview Urgent Care 24/7 facility. This clarification follows confusion among members of the public, with many mistakenly believing the two entities were connected. The misunderstanding prompted Urgent Care Barbados to reach out to their clients directly to set the record straight. Co-managing director Dr. Makeba Brooks spoke with Starcom Network, explaining the need for public reassurance.
Urgent Care Barbados was established in 2016, and it is a separate and independent medical provider, and we are not affiliated with Bayview Hospital or its newly opened urgent care department. We have released a public statement from our company, Urgent Care Barbados, to clarify just that.
Dr. Brooks, though, emphasized that despite the confusion, there is mutual professional respect between Urgent Care Barbados and Bayview Urgent Care 24/7.
We congratulate Bayview Hospital on the expansion of their medical services, and we wish them well as they continue, obviously, to serve the healthcare needs of the Barbadian public. We would have released a public statement to ensure that our customers definitely know exactly, just as the statement would have said, that we're not affiliated.
That is co-managing director of Urgent Care Barbados, Dr. Makeba Brooks. Efforts to reach Bayview Urgent Care up to news time was unsuccessful. Well, Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey is calling for a deeper look at the root causes of homelessness, as he warns that more people are falling into extreme vulnerability due to worsening family dynamics. He was speaking this morning during the Barbados Police Service Training and Sensitization Workshop hosted by the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, aimed at strengthening how police officers engage with the island's homeless population. Mr. Humphrey said growing addiction, drug use, and the breakdown of family support systems are key drivers pushing individuals into homelessness.
What is causing these evictions? And it is happening with a greater frequency than that person ends up at the Alliance to End Homelessness. So there are those things that I think we have to be able to address, like some of those causal factors, the family dynamics around things that people could once withstand, they no longer withstand. Once upon a time, nobody would put out, even if you want to put out your daughter for whatever reason, somebody would hold a child. But now they put out a daughter and a child. So you have children now on the streets. And these are the things that we have to be able to address. I know that the persons here are going to speak about drug use. We've seen a lot of drug use. And how do we address that? And in relation to a lot of cases, last time I was in this room, it was actually on domestic violence. And the concern then was in relation to how the police interact with persons who report domestic abuse, but also how those persons also end up on the street. And so we have to look at these causal factors and rage against those. How do we address those?
Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey. Well, government has partnered with the World Bank to execute a $54 million project in support of efforts to repair coastal damage caused by Hurricane Beryl. Government, led by the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment and the bank, officially launched the Barbados Beryl Response and Recovery Project in a ceremony this morning at the Hilton Resort. The six-year project will be funded through a loan by the World Bank and grant funding from the EU. Speaking at the event, Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment Kay McConney highlighted the importance of the initiative in building resilience against future disasters.
With this $54 million US dollars, a project where those resources will be disbursed over a six-year period and will, as you heard, be executed through the Ministry of Environment and National Beautification, the Green and Blue Economy, along with the Barbados Port Inc., I want you to cast your minds to images ahead where we shall see rehabilitated our Barbados Fisheries Marina, where we shall see repaired and upgraded the infrastructure at our Bridgetown Port, where we can see the studies that have been conducted to support the resilience of fisheries and our port systems, bringing about innovation in the way in which we do our work on the coastal side.
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Kay McConney, in the lunchtime edition. The Democratic Labour Party is calling unfair the treatment meted out to the long-standing cannabis farmers in Barbados. Spokesperson on Home Affairs in the Office of the Attorney General, Verla de Pisa, said last night the current Barbados medicinal cannabis industry had gone ahead without those who were cultivating illegally and said more inclusion was necessary. De Pisa, a supporter of the decriminalization of cannabis, was speaking during an online broadcast of DLP TV on the topic of crime.
We have had for some time marijuana growers in Barbados, mm-hmm. you know, they'll come to cut the cane and mm-hmm. right in the middle of the field, right? We have had marijuana growers in Barbados. Mm-hmm. And we just in a relative term, brought in the medicinal marijuana legislation that mm-hmm. allows for growth lawfully. But it created conditions that still left them on the outside of society, started marginalized, and is now bitter.
That's DLP spokesperson on Home Affairs and Crime, Verla de Pisa. Also on the program was spokesperson on Community St. Philip North candidate Simon Clark, who agreed that one of the issues facing society's youth was not necessarily the use, but abuse of cannabis.
First, when we're speaking about young, I think like between 18 and 25.
18 and 25.
And
that's the age.
That's the age group of criminality. Yeah. That is what I am seeing.
And violent criminality.
And violent criminality.
Yes.
The why now, I think we need to look at the social, economic, and the individual factors mm-hmm. of these young men. Mm-hmm. We have to look at the mental health. And I think one of the major factors that I'm seeing, obviously getting opportunity to review some probation reports, I think one of the main issues there and concerns is substance abuse.
That's DLP spokesperson on Community, Simon Clark. And finally, U.S. film and TV giant Tyler Perry has been sued for $260 million U.S. dollars by another actor who has accused the mogul of sexually assaulting him while working on his TV shows. Darren Dixon has filed a lawsuit this morning in Los Angeles accusing Perry of using his influence in the entertainment industry to create a sexually exploitive dynamic while he was acting in several of Tyler Perry movies. Our top stories. Urgent Care Barbados distances itself from the new Bayview Urgent Care facility. Government and the World Bank partner on a $54 million coastal repair project. The minister calling for deeper insight into homelessness amid police training. The DLP speaking out on Barbados's medicinal cannabis industry. And TV mogul Tyler Perry being sued by another man for sexual assault claims. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.